Welcome back. What are we done with this? I always try to say something like witty and cool that in that little break there, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I was going to say like coal piles or something.
We made it work. Yeah. Foo Fighters are great. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yes. We're sitting down with your friend and mine, Mayor Eric Genrich of Mayor of Green Bay. And we were talking about a lot of the exciting things that are happening in Green Bay. Like, do you ever, on a personal side, like as you're coming in, just take a moment to appreciate what's happening right now and like what you're able to do and the legacy you're able to leave?
I mean, a little bit, you know,
that's a cool thing.
You're doing
man.
The work, right? More than anything, but this is kind of the time of year for that. Right.
Yeah,
so
I've
been working on, sort of the year in review. You know, it's nice
to talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we touched on a few of the development projects that we've been fortunate to be part of. But we've also got a lot of exciting things going on in our parks.
Oh, really?
So 2026, I think in some respects is going to be the year of park projects. So Lake Park is a big
I'm
one for us.
Stoked for that.
Yeah. The pavilion is architecturally really pretty striking.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
So we're excited that, actually going to be awarding that bid here very shortly at our city council and moving forward with that project.
Something. If people want to see that, it's on the, I think, city website?
It should be.
Facebook page?
Yep. It should be on the city site.
It's really cool. It's like an outdoor concert pavilion. Just for people that don't know what this place is, like this is a site in Green Bay where the iconic Titletown restaurant is there, but that was the depot
right behind. Yep.
Right. They have the statue of the Donald Driver. This is where the cruise ships that dock, they'll dock right there. It's a really beautiful part of the city.
Yeah. It's one of our biggest waterfront parks. Is where we celebrate the 4th of July.
Yes.
And, you know, so people are really, those that are from here, you know, very familiar with the site, but you know, as far as facilities, there's nothing there,
right?
There aren't any bathrooms so this is going to be a brand new pavilion with bathrooms and a beer garden, you know, ability for people to sell beverages and potentially consume them in a nice environment on the river. Another great gathering spot that we're creating in the city of Green Bay. And then farther south, the shipyard, you know, is a big park development for us. So phase one has been in place for a little bit now. We have a riverfront promenade and a kayak launch and some floating docks and a fishing pier. But the next phase is going to be even better with a great lawn and a really nice playground, destination scale playground down there. So people are going to be able to bring their kids and hang out. Some beach volleyball courts are going to be added. So that'll be kind of a fun element as well. And then on the southeast side of town, we've talked a fair amount in the community about the JBS development.
Yeah, that's Packerland Packing.
Yes.
The JBS, yes.
Yeah.
Huge.
26 and a half acres.
Yeah.
That JBS and formerly Packerland had owned for decades and decades. And thankfully we were able to have them donate that land to the city of Green Bay. So a big portion of that is going to be housing development, some that's underway right now, 100 units of workforce housing.
That's cool.
Some single family that's going to be developed with Redoux construction, as well as Habitat and hopefully NeighborWorks as well.
Oh, nice.
But in addition to that, just kind of going back to the parks thing, another great playground being created there, partnership with Wello to operate an urban farm.
Oh, cool.
So the city council just approved essentially like an urban barn.
Nice.
To house some of the equipment that's necessary to make that work. It's just another great number of you know, public projects that we've been engaged in over the last year. And I think people are going to be able to see come to fruition here in 2026.
You know, that's awesome. I love local government. Local government is very cool. It's near and dear to my heart. When I was on the Brown County board, and when I ran with the help of the Republican Party, sorry. And, it was really interesting though. You get elected as like, I'm going to hold the line on these tax and spending and all this stuff.
Sure.
And you get in, you realize that like, there's not a lot of waste.
There's not a lot of fat, right?
No. And one of the things that my first meeting that I took as, this is before I had any sort of official meeting of the county board or anything. My first meeting with someone that was a staff member was at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left, one of the parking ticket people was knocking on my, because my meter was expired, because I was sitting in my car absorbing what I just saw and what I listened to, and it was like Scrooge, you know, as I went into this with this one thing, and then I went into the library and talked to the staff and learned about the kids that have to go there because they don't have internet at their house, and people that go there because they want to apply for jobs. And when it's cold, people that go there, so they're like warm, and the need that's in the community. And like, I got emotional thinking about, oh my God, like I had this mindset, but there's so much more out there.
Right.
What I'd like, I would imagine being the leader of the city, you would feel a lot of that weight and that responsibility would be heavy.
Yeah. I mean,
because there's so much.
Right. And I think our alders experienced the same thing that, that you experienced on the county board. You know, our last budget was adopted unanimously by our city council, modest increase in property taxes, but we have so many demands and so many services that people appreciate and rely on and expect. So, I mean, you look at the budget and it nearly half of it is for public safety, right? For police and fire, they take up roughly half of the city's budget. DPW and parks, you know, come shortly thereafter. And you know, you go through those services and nobody wants the city to do less.
Yeah.
Right. And we're always trying to figure out how we can be more efficient with public dollars. Actually going to have a presentation at an upcoming city council meeting about some of the performance management tools that we're implementing and all of that. But when it comes down to it, it's, you know, it's really hard to cut out that so-called fat because it just doesn't exist at the local level.
Conversation continues here on the Rational Revolution right after this. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.